Hurry up. Hang up, Kirk.
Nah, I'm not going to hang up.
Oh, I thought that was cute.
Yeah. But anyway, it's supposed to be a pretty cool little research project for that lady up there. You know, she's getting her doctorate and all that and everything. But look, this morning when I was coming back from Natchez, I saw Warren, and I tried to flag the old boy down, but I guess his mind was set going to Iowa.
Yeah, 90 to nothing, too, wasn't it?
Well, no. You know, through Washington, you got to do 45, you know, all the way out from Morgantown, and he was doing about 48.
Oh, was he just doing that?
Yeah.
Usually 60 miles per hour through there.
Well, they got a lot of them cops out there now, you know.
I can't believe he done it.
Yeah.
That's
look,
unusual.
Yep. Yeah, I talked to Aunt Memory.
Yeah.
The other night, and she said, you know, like I called you the other night, and she said, tell you hi and all that. But I don't know if she really wants to move to St. Petersburg.
I don't think she really does.
Really?
No. She wants to, but she don't want to. She's realizing no matter where she moves, being 82 years old, all the people's going to be dying.
Well, that's what she said. She said she had so many of her past friends, you know, that's passing away.
Uh-huh.
But she said the retirement center she's living at now, you know, over in Melbourne, she said it was okay when she first moved in. Now they're talking about that medical center.
Yeah.
Abolishing it or something like that.
Uh-huh, and they keep going up on the prices.
Yeah.
Do you know she pays, probably about $700-something a month for maintenance?
For what?
For them to come mow her grass and stuff. And pick up her garbage, things like that.
And that's it?
Because
they're not
paying. She owns her own house.
Well, I know it. When we went down there in
December.
You
wouldn't believe the expenses she pays. And if she don't eat so much up there at the... She has to eat so much a month up there at the clubhouse. If they don't, they're going to charge her anyway.
Oh, that's right. I remember she was telling Edith and I that.
It's
and she was very aggravated.
Yeah, and like one day, you know, when I'd got sick and stuff, her and David run up there to get hot dogs one day
because
I'd been sick for a couple of days in a row. And it charged $5 for a hot dog, a piece.
Well,
just a hot dog, plain hot dog, no chili, no relish, no nothing on it.
Yeah. Well, see, she was under the assumption of when she bought that place that it was going to be not the country club effect.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what type setting it is down there.
Yeah, and it's supposed to have that place, you know, the Liberty Lodge, so they can move in there if they had problems. And then they're supposed to be fixing a nursing home thing, too.
Yeah, but they haven't done that yet. I think the people manipulated her.
They manipulated. And it's, you know,
false pretense.
It's just all army and all that, you know,
know,
military.
Well, only officers.
Yeah.
No enlisted. It's just
private. Very expensive.
Yeah, a private retirement home, basically, is what it is, but you live in your own separate type, you know, dwelling and everything.
Yeah.
And she said the problem of it is, since they're all retired officers, they all want to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that's the big confusion, you know.
No one wants to be the little boy.
Yeah. Well, I feel saddened for her. You know, I wish... Sometimes, you know, I lived a lot closer to her where, you know, I could help her out a lot more. But I don't know, just really glad that Johnny's, you know, fairly close within that area.
I wish she'd move right over there by Johnny. I don't care what Aunt Betty has to say, and she'd be a whole lot more satisfied.
Well, I tell you what, boy, she was lamb blasting old Betty now.
Oh, did she?
She was.
She's good at that, honey.
Yeah. And one of the kids said, well, you know, back when Grandma was still living, when, you know, Aunt Memory lived down there in St. Petersburg, where Aunt Betty took a fall or something, so she stayed with them for a while. You remember that?
Yeah.
And someone suggested, and this was after Uncle John passed and everything, says, well, why don't y'all just move in together? Aunt Memory says she was just ready to swallow an apple, you know.
Almost choked her to death.
Yeah. So, you know, she likes Betty, but, you know, they need to be in their own separate towns, basically, you know.
Yeah. I mean towns, too.
Yeah.
But she is so jealous of the way the kids, you know, get along with Aunt Memory, you know, instead of her taking time up the kids herself.
Yes, but see, according to Aunt Memory's little conversation the other night, Aunt Betty did that when she lost her mother.
Uh-huh.
She showed out, more or less. Aunt Memory didn't go into full detail and made all the kids angry at Aunt Betty, you know. I mean, I don't know what the deal was.
I do. Aunt Betty, whenever she died, her mother died.
Yeah.
She did not call Johnny or none of them and tell them. And they read it in the paper about the funeral.
And that was their grandma, wasn't it?
Yep.
Now,
so
now where did
she
where
was
Aunt
in
Betty's
a nursing home.
She,
her mother was in a nursing home.
In
and,
Florida.
Yeah,
right.
Right there over there by them. And Betty had told the kids, well, there's no sense in you going to visit Mama and all that because she doesn't know you, you know, which she didn't, you know. She didn't get so old and she didn't know them. So Johnny and them, you know, had slacked up on the visit. So when she died, she says, well, y'all, you didn't care nothing about her anyway. You never went to visit her or anything. I didn't think y'all needed to know.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But when she done that fall and stuff, you know, Joyce told Johnny, said, that's your mother and she will come in. You know, Joyce, she's never liked Joyce at all. But Joyce is a good little old girl.
Well, that's, you know.
Did y'all
well,
get to visit them or not?
Who, Johnny's
John
wife?
Joyce. Johnny
no,
and Joyce
we didn't. Mom? We didn't. And the other day when I was coming home, and
uh-huh.
I said, I need to call Aunt Memory, check up on her. But I waited till the next day, and if they had been there that day, I mean, if I called the day I thought about it,
yeah.
Well, Joyce and them was up there at spring break and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I could have chit-chatted with them.
Yeah, see, I call them sometimes if I don't get Aunt Memory and talk with them. But what was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
My mind just blanked out.
Hey, mine is too. It is, yeah.
John and Joyce, though, you know, whenever Aunt Betty fell, though.
Yeah.
Joyce made her come in, and Aunt Betty smokes and stuff, and she put her on
right.
the porch thing to let her smoke there, and... Ooh, it was something, honey. It was
oh,
during the time. It was during the time that David and I was there, right before Joel fell, because it was during that time because they were supposed to come up to visit us.
Well, I bet you the tension level within that household was probably everybody was looking to push a panic button, probably, huh?
Probably like at my house. It's time to leave. Everybody, pack up.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's go any time of the month.
Yeah,
let's go.
Well, tell me the latest on Joel. Did he ever go to Alec on that court deal?
Well, it wasn't a court deal. We went over there this past, not this Thursday, but the week before that, and they done a physical on him, you know, like checking to see how much pressure he could do this, do that, you know. But, Kirk, they done mostly upper body stuff. The boy shattered his left heel and shattered his right knee. You should be doing things on that to see how physically disabled he is.
Well, that's what I thought. After, you know,
when
Joel was telling me that night when we had that fish fry,
mm-hmm.
He was telling me a little bit about it, and did he have anybody there to represent him?
No, I just went with him, you know, for that, but he's going to tell Dr. Van Uden what they did. Because, see, that guy said, well, you're in good enough health if it was between
but did y'all
light work or heavy work, I would put you on right now, extra heavy work.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Did he carry any reports from Dr. Van Uden?
Yeah. He took the thing.
On that accident?
On the prescription. No, he had it written on a prescription pad, what he wanted done, you know. But he's got, like this morning he was showing me, on his right leg,
yeah.
Not the one he shattered right knee, but that foot down there, he's got something growing, a hard thing growing at his foot. You know how your arch comes out right where that pad knee is in between
yeah.
the toe and stuff? Right in there. Which Grandma said it might be a bone spur, you know. But
well, that's possible after breaks and damages, you know,
well,
to the bone.
Well, he didn't break nothing over there.
But
he shattered the right knee.
I know, but he fell on both feet, though, when he fell at 40 foot, didn't he?
No.
Did he land on his leg?
He hit his left heel, shattered it, and went down on that right knee. That's why the right knee got shattered.
Okay.
He broke the bone right in there, but it wasn't on the foot bone.
Oh, it was right above or something?
Right in there.
Oh, okay.
But then that's why I said he needs to get that checked. They need to x-ray that and see what that is. You know.
Well.
But he's got an appointment April 3rd. I think I'll go Dr. Van Uden's with him and speak to him about it.
Well, Joel's got that hard-headed Irishness like all of us do. Maybe you ought to go over there and explain to Van Uden about it, you know.
Yeah, because I can tell him, you know, so Joel finally got to drive my truck. He's thrilled to death. He drove to Ellicott back. But he was in such pain, Kurt, from just that sit, going
really?
Over there and sitting back.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
That wasn't doing any physical. He rides the bicycle up here in the doctor's office here, the physical therapy.
Yeah.
And he's hurting. Like he can't stand very long on his legs. And then that doctor over there saying, well, if it was up to me, you would be all be off a disability, and you would be put on extra heavy work. Well, you can't do that. You're not doing the legs. But yes,
right.
He is top body strong. He is very
strong
on the top.
Well, sure. So is the individual who's confined to a wheelchair that's paralyzed from waist down.
Yes.
They're strong in their upper bodies.
But they're not doing it. I don't guess they really tested the legs, you know, his heart and stuff. He said the only thing with Joel is he needed more exercise for his cardiovascular.
Well, first off, who was the doctor? Does he work for Social Security?
I don't know who they were. They was just over yonder in Alexandra.
I mean, was it like for a disability hearing, they call it, or something like
something
that?
Something like that.
Well, hell, that might have been one of those contract doctors works for Social Security, and, you know, and that's dealing with federal government.
They hadn't met his redheaded mama either yet, have they?
No, they haven't.
They think that redheaded son, wait until they meet me, upset me. Listen, Terry Gideon don't even call me no more.
Really?
Yeah, I told him don't call my house. This was he called my house and told me it was none of my business about Joel. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I called to ask about that stuff.
Yeah, I remember.
Look, when he's living
in
my house and not getting any kind of payment, and we're supporting him and stuff, and I had to get off the road, I think it's my business.
Yeah, that's right, because you weren't getting to travel with Warren.
No, I wasn't doing, and I wasn't doing my schoolwork with David or nothing. It threw us way behind. You know, we're on 120, I think we'll be 130 days Monday. I still have 50 days of school to do with him because it threw us off.
Sound like you're going to have to start making them pull 16 hours a day in school work then.
Well, we usually do 6 days a week.
6 days?
Yeah, he done his school work today, and I was going to make him do tomorrow, but he talked me out of it, and he's gone with Grandma to Aunt Jane's to spend the night, which, you know, he does. He needs the break.
Yeah, well, I understand that, because he'd get his breaks if he was in private, public, or whatever, academy or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of doing home study.
Yeah, well, this, you know, he's been doing 6 days a week, and this week we have been doing notebooks on the lots of it, so we usually do it once a month.
Yeah.
Well, with the traveling and all that, we've been messed up since January. Well, he was doing 3 months of notebooks this week.
Oh.
And you talking about tough around this household.
Well,
I was thrilled to go to work, okay?
Well, I'm sure Warren was, but I'm just saying the last time that I was over visiting, you know, that time, and... some of David's cousins or something, I think, was over there. And it's too much distraction when you was trying to get him to do some of that work.
Mm-hmm.
With all those, first thing, I mean, the way I'd handle the situation is the little cousins, bye, go home, go
usually
see your
they're
mama.
They're not around here. They have to leave here.
When we're doing school work,
they're not allowed. Jeremiah's not allowed over here. You have to leave. And like I've told Joel, he has to leave. You know, don't you bug him. You've got, there's plenty of room
for him
to do it. Yeah, because
he's finished now, you know, and all he wants to do is harass his little brother, you
Agitate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So David was really interested in finishing quick today, so he done it real quick. Joel says, it's no way you've done it, you know, because, like I said, the last couple of days, it's been all day doing.
Well, you know, if he rushes through it, well, he's not gaining any knowledge out of it.
Well, he can get, I'm talking about he can go, when what we do, he can go ahead and get through. It's not... an all-day thing that it takes, like he does.
Yeah.
But some days it goes a long time. Then some days it's easy, you know.
Yeah.
Depends on what he wants to do.
Well, I just saw him that day, you know, when I was over there, and like I say, you know, looked like y'all was too almost getting ready to have an argument or something.
We do. We go around, but what can you say when we're using
well,
24 hours a day?
Oh, you win? Well, see, you got the upper hand, so that's good.
I'm the mom and I'm the teacher, too.
That's right.
You know, dead darn it. And, you know, so he gets mad. He says, you know, when I make him do the correct and this and that, he says, well, she don't have to write it down. I says, yeah, but, David, I have to figure out what you wrote down, then I have to check it, and then I have to call it back to your attention.
Yeah.
And all that. I said, it's the same thing. It's put like this. I done learned it so well the other day. I done told him, I said, this work right here, that is charter and that's ordinance. I don't know why you can't get that.
Yeah.
I said, I only have to go back in the book to look. I've done it so many times.
Yeah.
But I was so aggravated with him. Warren says, if it was, because see, every word he misspells, I make him write each word over.
Well, that's
the only way he's going to learn how to spell.
Well, that's a good learning way, too, you know.
Yeah. And so Warren said, well, if it was up to me, it won't be at the end of the month. I'd make him do it at the end of the week. I says, I said, I cannot stand the fight every week, okay?
That's right. You can only take so much, you know.
You know, he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, Warren, it's extra hard this time because of us being in Pensacola, Florida, then running back over here to Louisiana to pick up your junk, then to go back to Pensacola, then to Atlanta, Georgia. I said, that threw our 2 months out right there. That's why he's got 3 months.
That's right. Especially when Joel had that accident because y'all were, heck, y'all were in Florida at the time, weren't you?
We was in Florida and then had to drive to Iowa, and then we was up the hospital for over a week or 2 weeks, and then David took care of him a week in the motel before he and I flew in, and then Warren's 2 to 3 weeks behind me. Where ours went. And then with Billy Jane with that cancer, Warren ended up taking David to North Carolina with him.
Yeah.
Instead of me having to worry with...
And Warren didn't push it down his throat to study.
Warren don't take school books with him. See, Warren was supposed to be making him go over it in Iowa. I left what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
But he didn't do it, okay?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Warren look at... Yeah, that's fine. And that's... Oh, Warren's helped us this week, you know.
Yeah.
I get a little aggravated with David about the algebra because, you know, I just breeze through it. And Warren's good in algebra, too. But Warren's got the old school. He doesn't do like this new school does. And, honey, he was teaching him all wrong.
Yeah.
We had problems.
Well, I tell you, be one of the most wonderful objects that y'all could invest in.
Don't tell me a computer.
Yes, indeed.
That's what we want so bad.
Because, Edith and I, we're going to get one later on. But you know, they're just a novelty right now. In fact, the sales are starting to fall off. So you're going to start seeing the prices come way down off these things now.
Yeah, and that's when we'll probably go to the Radio Shack or somewhere and get ours. But so we want one put in the trailer and have a fax machine. And plus they got the video phones and all that you can do on. $220 they was advertising for the black and white monitor phone, you know, the pictures where you can see them, or $270 for the colored one. I'd go ahead and go for the color. But they're just still working on it right now, so I wouldn't get that.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's what ruined my eyes when I first went active duty and working on that old green screen computer.
Yeah.
That's what actually impaired my vision a little bit. And then they went to the color monitor, and that was almost like gaining a new set of eyes. But because you're looking at an average of 6.5 hours. I'm sitting in front of a screen, you know, doing transactions. And I tell you, that color monitor is a lot better.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how it worked with me. You know, I don't know whether the black and white would be better for me. Because, I cannot sit and watch TV very long, you know, with this eye disease I got.
Yeah.
If I sit and watch TV, it hurts my eyes.
But
if it's a black and white one, I can handle it. You know, like old movies.
You could go to a optometrist.
Well, I go to them.
And, yeah, but I'm just saying that's something I believe can be corrected with some type of glasses for color.
No, he says I don't need nothing. He says that's just like, you know, on cloudy days, I have to wear sunshade.
Well, I do, too.
It's because of that thing in there.
Yeah.
Because see mine.
Well, mine was some eye damage on a, you know, drilling rig.
Yeah.
And right now I get these, I just call them twinkles. It's like a bright flash out of the left part of my eye. You know, I'll see them every once in a while. And what it is, it's called like a sinus migraine, you know, when sinus season gets real bad down here.
Uh-huh, right nowadays.
Kind of like right now going on with all the dogwood trees blooming.
Like me going to the doctor yesterday getting a shot for poison ivy, and she says, you know, you're not even supposed to have it. It's not even supposed to be out right now. I said, well, you want to see what's all over my leg? She says, I know.
You already got poison ivy?
I've got poison ivy all over me. And do you know they quit doing the shots? You know, I took the series last February before David went to the hospital, and I went to get my booster shot. I was trying to get it in January when we got back around here, and they quit doing them.
Well,
they said it went off the market. They cannot find a supplier of it right now.
Well, look, you know that a lot of times the allergy shots isn't nothing but Benadryl.
Yeah, well,
I can get
the shot. I can still get the shot like getting it yesterday. For breaking out, and it'll help dry it up and all that quicker.
And
but I'm talking about my booster shot was supposed to be so I wouldn't get it.
Oh, prevent you of getting it.
Yeah. And saying they cannot find anyone that's doing it right now. They've got their druggist looking for it and stuff.
That's one of them government bureaucracy crap, you know, taking it off the market, FDA probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Just like when we were in Saudi, you know, that anthrax shot.
Yeah.
The FDA wouldn't approve it, but, yeah, going to war when we were sent to Saudi, boy, they approved it real quick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what about that? I went to Kmart, you know. Jeanette and them had diarrhea and Warren did, too. And I went to get the Donnagel. And Kmart says they've taken it off the market.
Oh, you know something better
than
that?
I said, no, Imodium AD is good.
Yeah, Imodium.
But I said, do what? I said, I just bought some. So I was sitting there thinking, I with Billy the other day, and I was trying to think. I said, where did I buy it last? I said, Budget Saver. I went to Budget Saver and got it. I don't know what Kmart's
maybe,
talking about.
Well, maybe Kmart and them pulled it out of their pharmaceutical supplies, you know, big companies like that.
Yeah.
They do that ever so often. Just like that new company, well, they've been in business for a good while, Equate.
Yeah.
That has comparison the same as Listerine and, you know, toothpaste and all that.
Yeah.
A lot of the stores is pulling a lot of the major brands off and stocking with Equate because it's the same thing as what's in that fancy tube, but at a lower price.
Yeah. I don't
and
know.
Maybe, you know, that's a possibility what Kmart did, you know.
Yeah, well, she said, well, we got a different things. It's just like it. She went over there. Well, no, we don't either. I don't know what they're doing.
Maybe the old farmers forgot to order it then.
I don't know what happened to them, but I went to Budget Saver and got what I needed. Because I was sitting there thinking, because see, when David gets sick, and, you know, ever since he's had his operation, and he come home throwing up, because you remember the viruses was going around that last February?
Yeah.
And Donnagel's the only thing to make him quit throwing up. So he used it for throwing up instead of the diarrhea.
Oh.
And that's the only thing he'll take. And then, honey, when he starts getting a queasy stomach or anything, I want my Donnagel. Don't give him Pepto-Bismol or anything.
Well, I had never seen any good effects for Pepto-Bismol, to be honest with you.
Well, he wanted his Donnagel, so I bought me three things of it the other day, and I sent one with Warren, and he left this morning, and I put the other two in the refrigerator for David.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping, like I said, I saw him going through Morgantown. You know, in fact, he passed me and tried to get his attention, waved to him, but, you know, I didn't want to just blow on the horn real hard and just, you know,
He wouldn't have heard you. He probably had that radio wide open on rock and roll.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Why do you think the kids like to ride with him?
Oh, okay.
I listen to country, and he listens to that rock and roll.
Yeah, I was hoping just get him flagged over. I want to chit-chat with him before, you know, got out of town real good. But
no, he's probably back in this weekend. He's just going up there for a day or two. But, you know, they cut us down to 20 hours.
Just that, was it like standby time or something?
Uh-huh. They had been paying us the 40 hours.
Yeah.
Anyway, because, you know, putting David in the hospital last year and we're paying for it and all that.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know what happened. This is our second or third check. It's 20 hours, and, you know, we can't live off of that. It doesn't even pay our automatic bills that comes out of our checking account.
Right. Well, look here. Warren, the other night at the other weekend at the fish fry,
mm-hmm.
He was telling me that, you know, he's kind of like caught in between about that job, you know, down to Venezuela or sticking it out with this company. What's he planning on doing, you know? I'm just a little curious, you know.
And don't ask me. I'm just the wife. Wherever he goes, I go, you know.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he's very lucky. I like that, though.
Yeah, but he's kind of torn, I guess, between this company he's with and then about trying to accept that other position with, you know, that company they want to send him to Venezuela.
Well, since Dennis died.
Huh?
You know, Dennis died, the one we were going with.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, you know the job where Joel failed?
Yeah.
Well, Dennis, they found him when Warren went over there. He left one job going over there, and Dennis died that Friday, and Warren was over there that Saturday, I think it was, and Dennis had died.
What caused? I mean, what
heart attack.
How old was he?
Probably about in the 60s, you know.
Oh, really?
Maybe that old, but 50s, 60s. But also, one of the other guys had got hit with a big blast of water, you know, right in the eyes. You know, he was doing pipes on that job.
Oh, man.
And they found him dead later on. You know, he got released from the hospital and been back on the job for a week or 2 weeks or something other. Well, one morning he was dead in his motel room. Then one of the guys' welding trucks burned up. Another one, and I don't know if it's the same one or another one, and his camper burned up.
Now,
and now they sent Warren back up there to that job.
So what's going on?
Well, everybody.
I mean, they have any union conflicts or something?
No, what's happening? Everybody says it's because it's on probably an Indian burial ground, and the spirits is going after them.
Well, look, I'm
my mother-in-law said, then told Warren, says, I don't want to catch you back up there that job.
You know, I'm not really deep into that kind of stuff, but
I believe there is another
side.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying?
I believe it, too. And, you know, I just don't, and it's got me wondering, you know, if I hadn't told her that's where he's heading to that job yet.
I think that's his responsibility to tell his own mom, you know.
He don't tell his mama nothing. That's my job.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Let you handle all the loose ends. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I get to tell everything. He doesn't. And that's like whenever, you know, after I told her off a few years back.
Yeah.
She and I got along ever since. You know,
well, maybe
she knew it was no good. But, you know, like when we moved out to Utah, she'd call there and I'd tell Warren, you know, because he's a gone. He'd come home. And I said, well, your mama called, you know, we da-da-da-da-da. And he says, do what? You, my mama, you know? And so he come home and start staying at home, remember, in Utah?
Yeah, yeah.
And she'd say, well, let me speak to Pam. And she says, I got to get off with you. I can't stay on long. And then she talked to me about 30 minutes to an hour. He says, well, you was right. My mama does talk to you now.
Wow.
But I used to just say hey or whatever.
Yeah, because sometimes it takes that to break the ice correct her. Like, you know, this is my husband. I know he's your son, but, you know, cord has been cut. You know?
No, that wasn't it.
Oh,
it was the day she told me that I was just like Sandy Merritt, that I kept my youngins like Sandy Merritt. And
I told her my children
wouldn't be back there without us.
Uh-huh.
But then again, my son's gone off with her now. But,
yeah,
you know,
but
I just had to.
Times have changed.
Well, I kept them without us going down there with them for over a year.
Oh, really?
Like I told her, I said, they will not be here unless one of us is with them. Since you say, you know, that we don't keep them.
Oh, y'all dumping the kids off on her to babysit and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, that's what she was insinuating, but she was the one always calling down here looking for Jeremiah.
Uh-huh.
So she could never keep up with Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Sandy never has raised Jeremiah. And then she put me as the same boat as being like Sandy. Excuse me, I raised my children.
Yeah.
You know. I'm one at home, and I'm the one you're calling trying to find your grandson.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, that got strained out, I guess.
Yeah. Well, kids getting older. People getting older, and people's minds change as they get older and everything.
Well, you got to have your little fits. You can't let them run. As long as you let them run over you, honey, you better watch out.
Yeah. Well, look, what's the latest on Billy? What's happening with her?
She's pregnant, huh?
100%?
No. I still tell her she's not.
I think she's going through her changes myself.
Well, Dr. Godfrey said she was not going through the change. He done some blood work and different things on her. She's supposed to find out for sure Monday whether she's pregnant. Well, she's not pregnant. Like I told, you know, she'd mouthed that Joel and told him that she was. You know, she's telling people. I said, but Jane, you're lying. I said, because if you was pregnant, you'd tell Donald Russ first. You wouldn't tell none of us. So I know you're lying.
Yeah.
See, I know her, son. But,
well, how about her follow-up after that little bit of surgery? Is she doing better and anything?
He was probing around, checking that and stuff, too.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's all right. And he's doing a thyroid test and stuff on her,
too. Well,
that's
a good deal. That's a good deal because the thyroids, at a certain age, start wearing down. That's where you have to get on those, like, hormones or something like that.
Yeah. But he said her cervix is not thickening up and stuff like going through the change. All that's still just right, you know. I'd say it's just a shock for her fooling around after 6 years. That's
very
the only
possible.
Thing.
Shocked her whole system
Shocked
out.
Her whole And plus she lost 30-something pounds, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, she went on that kind of a crash thing, and you know, when you go on those, you got to be careful how you lose it. You can't,
yes.
I mean, you know, not doing it like in a week's period of time because that shocks the system.
Yeah, well, I think that's the only thing that's wrong with her. You know, those are two major things that happen right there.
Yeah. It's like, you know, comparison of whenever you transplant a tree, that's why you have to keep the roots moist because you don't want to shock the roots, they call it.
Yeah, and plus you're usually supposed to take some of that dirt and plant
it
with it.
Right, because it's already bonded into it and everything. And that's very possible that could happen.
I think that's the only thing.
Well, what about your brother? What's going on with him?
You don't want to know, and you don't want that recorded.
Okay, well, we'll discuss